good morning, here is your warning. Performing six in the morning. Jenny's here to pump you up with the first song, you know. And we're gonna make you laugh all morning long. Then I don't leave, no, please believe. Yeah, lots of fun things up my sleeve. Hey. Check it, got it locked in for a great show. Laughter, hit songs, let's go.
Let's go, Jenny, for Thursday morning's first song of the day. What did you choose?
I don't think NSYNC gets enough love on this show because we're more of a Backstreet Boys kind of morning show.
Yeah, we are, indeed. Yeah.
But I love them still, and so I threw in a little bye-bye-bye.
Let's do it. First song of the day. Enjoy not BSP.
It's, see, yeah, there you
bye-bye-bye. NSYNC. Let me ask you a question. So if you have a salad and you don't have a lot of dressing on it, but it's a lot of salad, is it too much? So I went to Noodles & Company last night, got a salad. Uh-huh. And it was like kale and all the things that you should eat and like dark green leafy things.
And fiber.
A lot of fiber, a lot of iron and things like that. A little tiny bit of dressing. And then there was some chicken in there. But it was a lot because if you've been to Noodles & Company, they give you a salad that is basically the size of a bowling ball.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at it and going, oh, it's a big salad. I can't eat that much. And sure, I did, all except just a little bit. So it was too much of anything too much? Too much of a salad? Is that too much, Jenny?
I mean, it still is because you still can't consume like a copious amount of calories.
Ooh, copious. Nice word. Wow.
But it's better to have too much of that than other greasy fried food. So
too much of like a big, large double bacon cheeseburger or Chipotle, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'll go with then because it seemed healthy, but it's just like so much. Somebody said, celery, yes, celery is good for you. But if you eat 1,000 pounds of celery, you're going to weigh 1,000 pounds. And I'm like, yeah, but that stuff goes right through you. It goes right through you.
Basically, water.
I mean, it's mostly water. So I'm okay with the big bowling ball size salad from Noodles & Company. Then
bowling ball size is a decent size.
It was ridiculous. Susan's like, I can't eat mine. So
I know. I feel like I try to put salads at home in smaller bowls now because I used to put them in these big, like, mixing bowls because then I could toss around.
You got to toss it around, right? Yeah.
And now I'm like, well, I'm not really taking into account that allows for bigger portions then. So I try to pull it back a little bit because now I have these pasta bowls that are a little bit smaller, but they work great for salads.
Okay,
so that
makes
me have smaller portions, but I used to go a little heavy on my salads.
Don't they say use a smaller plate that'll make your portion size look bigger instead of like a big plate? Then you tend to want to fill it up with something, so use a smaller plate.
I've heard that before, but like I've never tried it, and I don't think it would stop me from growing back for seconds if I was like, that didn't fill me up.
Here's the thing, though, with Jenny. Jenny exercises pretty much every day. You're either on your bike, I don't know if you do rollerblades anymore, you're always at the
sometimes.
Gym. So you're always exercising. I have to go out and intentionally, like, go for a long walk. I did 5 miles the other day, and that felt really good. It was, like, over 500 calories. Let me ask Drake, do you eat salads? Because you definitely strike me as a Chipotle Taco Bell guy.
I do eat salads every once in a while. I would say probably, like, once or twice a week I'll get a salad.
That's a lot, seriously, for somebody your age, 20, and a dude that loves Taco Bell? Good for you.
I get a lot of Taco Bell. Trust me. I mix. It's a good balance. I got a good balance going on.
Okay. Well, if you know anything more about it that we missed, then let us know. It is. It seems like a Friday. I don't know why. I woke up this morning going, yes, it's it's Thursday.
Not quite. It's almost Friday, though.
It is almost Friday. We have a really cool day today because we are doing the War of the Roses Marathon. This is our signature sauce, and we have picked out the best, most requested, most memorable War of the Roses all day today. So we'll do a new one coming up at 7:35, and that'll play later today at 9:05. But the rest of them, starting in a minute, we're going to do War of the Roses. We are going to do Nick the Stoner.
Yeah.
But if you listen at this time of the morning, we played Nick the Stoner at this time of the morning a few months ago.
Yeah, the last time we did a marathon. But that was like almost 4 or 5 months ago already.
And we'll do Nick the Stoner, but it'll come up a little bit later on. That is everybody's favorite, I'm taking your kids to school, War of the Roses. What do we got coming up next? What's the first War of the Roses, Jenny? So, a little preview?
Yeah, the first one is Brooke's friend saw her boyfriend on Tinder.
Okay.
And then also she found something in his deleted photos that shows that he was going to be going somewhere else than what he claimed. So, of course, she's suspicious now of what he's up to.
God, these people. All right, that's War of the Roses. If you have a favorite War of the Roses, you know what? We can dig it out for you. We have some scheduled. But if you're like, oh, I want to really hear the one with the Sprite bottle. Yeah, there is one that involves a Sprite bottle and the emergency room. And you can figure out what happened on your own. But that's one of the War of the Roses. You got a classic one that you want to hear, then send us a text and let us know at KDWB1. 53921. Why did somebody just text a minute ago, Drake would be the first one to go in a zombie apocalypse. Somebody just randomly texted. Yeah. I was looking. I open up our texting. It's one of the first things we do is look at our text, and it says, "I'm sticking with my thoughts. Drake is the first to go in an apocalypse. So not a zombie apocalypse, but it's just an apocalypse. Why would you
so
be the first,
random?
Why would you be the first to go?
I don't know.
Because you wouldn't get up and
valid.
Move.
I probably would be.
You would be gaming. We'd be like, Drake, the zombies are coming. We gotta go. Yeah. I gotta finish this level.
Well, we played that really good game of Think Fast earlier where Drake comes up with just such amazing categories. So I think it might have to do with something with his categories in Think Fast.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong.
If you are by any chance bored enough to go on Facebook this time of the morning, I put on my personal Facebook page, Dave Ryan KDWB. What is your skill in a zombie apocalypse? Because I am a great shot. Back in the day, I won a couple of awards for marksmanship when I was younger. So I'm a really good shot still, and it surprises people. So I would be valuable because I would have the rifle slung over my shoulder. I'd be able to pick off a zombie at 200 yards. The headshot, boom, gone. So what would your skill be, Drake, in a zombie apocalypse?
Probably eating everybody's food.
Really? Eating everybody's food?
Oh,
well, then the zombies scavenging. Are coming for you first.
Scavenging, finding food. Okay. That would probably be it for me.
That is a good skill.
Yeah.
You are good at that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sniff it out.
Where?
Good
Lord.
Yeah.
What is your skill, Jenny?
Mine would just be outrunning everyone. I'm in decent shape, so I would just outrun everyone else that the zombies are chasing.
So while Drake is scavenging food and I'm picking off zombies at 200 yards, you'd be hightailing it out of there. You're no help at all. What good does that do us unless you're carrying us on your back?
I'm not trying to help anyone. I'm only just trying to survive.
Comes up next. It starts off next. The War of the Roses Marathon.
She works at KDWB, but she lives at Costco. Weather Girl Jenny on 101.3 KDWB. Is they cheating? Of course they're cheating. Hear the whole story on War of the Roses right now on KDWB.
War of the Roses, and we're talking to Brooke. Brooke has got a problem. Brooke thinks her boyfriend not only has cheated on her in the past, you'll hear that story in a minute, but also is currently cheating or cheated just recently. So let's get the background. Are you ready? Brooke, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thanks for being on War of the Roses. You've heard tons of other people be on War of the Roses over the years, and now it's your turn. What's going on, Brooke?
I have heard this many times, and I think that this is just going to confirm what I already know.
Okay.
Because I'm absolutely convinced that my boyfriend is cheating. There's no way that he's not. I would be shocked if he's not.
So then why even bother?
Yeah.
If you're so certain that he's cheating, then why even bother? Is it just to get the satisfaction of busting him or what?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I want to know for sure, concrete, that I want him to know that I know.
Okay.
I get the satisfaction. It's kind of like when, I'm not going to name her, but her name starts with Julie. when I would get cheated on, it was more like, yes, I caught you.
Yeah.
Aha, I knew it the whole time, but now I know for sure. So what's the story, the backstory on how you know he's cheated before?
Well, the backstory is last summer, my friend saw him on Tinder. And right there, I was like, oh, he's got to be cheating. Because first of all, why would he be on Tinder?
Mm-hmm.
And he had been acting really strange, like just always had an excuse as to where he was going. Like he was just logging in more hours at work or going to the gym. There was always an excuse. And he was, like, really convincing, too. Like, he would convince me he was such a good liar. Mm-hmm. But I confronted him because the Tinder thing really bothered me.
Right, right.
So I told him that I don't believe that he's going to work the one day. And he grabbed my keys from me because I said, I'm going to follow you and see if you go to work. Obviously, he's not going to go if I'm following him, but I'm just, you know, really mad.
Mm-hmm.
And he grabbed my keys from me, threw them in the lake, and I had such a big meltdown. As you can imagine, it was a huge fight.
I don't think that I should laugh at the fact that he threw the keys in the lake.
First of all, keys are super expensive to replace on a car.
They're not just
that's
keys
just
anymore.
Rude.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's the fob, and that's about $200. Yeah. So he threw them far enough into the lake. Were you able to walk in and fish them out, or were those keys long gone?
No, they're gone for good. Yeah, they are expensive. I have a spare, but now all I have is my spare.
Okay.
So we almost broke up there, but he swore up and down that he wasn't cheating and really had me completely convinced, and we made up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I forgave him and we moved on.
Okay.
Until. But, yeah. Well, it's still, you know, in the back of my mind always. So one day he's in the shower and I took his phone and I looked at the deleted photos.
Okay.
Like, you know how you can still see recently deleted photos?
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a screenshot of a boarding pass in his phone. It said for New Orleans on the same date that he said he was going to Virginia to help his uncle with something.
Oh, so he says he's flying to Virginia, but really he's flying to New Orleans, which seems like quite the obvious red flag.
Yeah,
there.
there's no mistaking. There's something that he was covering up for. So the obvious thought is he met somebody online or old girlfriend or on some service that lives in New Orleans that he was flying to see. But you don't know that. You're just, I mean, that's the logical conclusion.
Well,
but he did lie to you about going to whether he's going to help his uncle. I mean, there's no question about that.
There's no question that he's lying. And I believe he's cheating because after that, I went, you know, researching, some deep diving on his social media. And there is a girl there who he's friends with, who I don't know, and I know all of his friends. He doesn't have a lot of followers.
Yeah.
I know all of his friends except for this chick. Her name's Jill, and she likes all of his photos. And I can't see her page or anything. It's set to private, but I'm like, something's up. I know it. I absolutely know it.
So if it wasn't set to private, then you'd be able to find out probably where she lives,
and also see photos. Like, if she's dating your boyfriend also, like maybe a photo of them together or something.
Could she request her friend?
She could.
But she's not going to unless she doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. There's so many unanswered questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what we can do for you. We can't really ask Brian because he'll probably lie about it. But what we can do is we can trick him with the War of the Roses ploy, where we call him, tell him that if he takes a quick survey from either his cable company or his whatever bank, that if he takes this survey, that we will give him a dozen roses to send to whoever he wants to. Hopefully he would send them to you, because, I mean, you are, for everything you understand, you're still his only girlfriend. I mean, officially, you are his, you are the one that he should send roses to, right?
Exactly, but he is not going to.
You don't think so?
No, I'll be shocked.
What do you think? What do you predict, Fallon? Who's he going to send roses to?
Well, I'm convinced he is cheating because she's convinced me he's cheating. She's so confident in it. And I'm like, she's probably not wrong because usually, as they say, trust your gut.
Making the phone call.
That's the entire survey. Thank you so much for your time today, Brian. As promised, we have a dozen long stem romantic roses. We'll send those out for you today. I just need some information on the recipient, if you have a second.
Sure. You just need a name. And does it have to be local?
No, it can be anywhere. Honestly, anywhere across the country is fine.
Oh, great.
First and last name.
Sure. So can I send them to Jill?
Yes. And what city does Jill live in?
That's New Orleans.
Okay.
And seriously, I appreciate this. This is perfect timing. Long distance relationships are hard.
Oh, that's what I hear. Have you guys, you're in a relationship?
Wow. I have to jump in here. I'm sorry. Brian, I knew it. I knew you were cheating on me. I cannot believe this. You're not talking your way out of this one.
Brian, that's your, by the way, my name's Fallon and this is Dave. This is actually Dave.
Hi.
Brian, the morning show on KDWB.
Yeah.
And that other voice you probably recognize is your girlfriend. Well, one of your girlfriends, Brooke.
Okay.
So
that's amazing, Brian.
Brooke basically called us to set you up to see who you would send flowers to because she saw the deleted screenshot of the boarding pass when you flew to New Orleans.
But you're supposed to be in Virginia.
Yeah, with your uncle. You remember that?
You have me on the radio right now.
Do you also remember when you threw her keys in the lake so she couldn't follow you when you were cheating on her last summer? Do you remember that?
You have issues. Who are you?
I have issues. Why didn't you just break up with me last summer when you were busted then? Okay, why string it along?
You're psychotic. You have me on the radio. Were these people asking me questions about my personal life?
I'm psychotic. You're evil, Brian.
No, you just need to back off.
Oh, I need to back off. I love how you act like this whole thing is my fault. Like I did something wrong.
Did he actually hang up?
God,
you know, there's nothing more telling than when they hang up on War of the Roses, because it's like, oh, damn, I'm so back in the corner.
It's more,
I can't talk out my way out of it.
It's more proof if he starts calling her phone, blowing it up right now, because he's like, baby,
really?
That was fake. You don't know those people in your mind. They're playing mind games on you.
You know what? I have to ask you, how do you feel? Because we're sitting here laughing, but it's really
that's
not
your
that
relationship,
funny.
Yeah.
But how do you feel right now, Brooke?
Honestly, I'm kind of relieved because this is something that I've known since the summer, mm-hmm. and it's just confirmed now. I don't understand why this has happened to me in two other relationships where basically the guy was lying to me, and I'm just like, it's fine if it's over, but why do you want to lie and string me along? Let's end it.
Yeah, well, I'm really sorry you've gone through that. I mean, you need to look for a different type of guy, I guess.
I would say next time you find a guy cheating on you once, don't
give him a second
chance. Give him a second chance.
Yeah.
And also keep a tight grip on those keys, too.
Yeah.
War of the Roses Marathon on 101.3 KDWB. Yep, all morning. It is your favorite War of the Roses. We got one a little while ago. Somebody named Candy listened to the show. And Candy said, can you find the one about the clown fetish? And so we did.
Yep.
That'll be coming up around 7 o'clock this morning. But coming up next, Maddie came home early from a work trip, and Andy acted surprised, but not in a good way, like, oh, you're home. And he had what looked like a sex dungeon ready to go in the bedroom.
Oh, boy.
And she feels it wasn't for her. So we'll find out what happens when we trick him into sending roses to someone. It's coming up next on the War of the Roses Marathon.
Is they cheating? Of course they're cheating. Hear the whole story on War of the Roses right now on KDWB.
Let's see what happens this time. We're on the phone with Maddie. Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
We got your email, and I was just reading it, and you live with Andy, or you're just seeing Andy?
We live together.
Okay. How long you guys live together?
We've been living together about a year and a half now.
Okay.
That's wild.
So, I mean, you're living together, and you've been together for this long, so you know you're exclusive, and there's no reason for like, oh, well, I didn't think that we were exclusive, so you know, he knows.
Point. That's good.
What's that?
So they're past that point.
They're past that point. He knows, you know, everybody knows that there's nobody else allowed in the relationship, but you have a situation. Tell me what happened that makes you want to do War of the Roses with your boyfriend, Andy.
Well, I'm going to say I am pretty darn sure he's cheating on me at this point.
Okay.
I had to go to a conference in D.C. for work. I was away for, I was supposed to be away for 5 days, but we got there, we did our presentation, it went really well, and I ended up coming home a day early.
Okay.
So I went and got my car from the long-term parking, and I drove home, and I was going to surprise him, and I walk in the door, and the...
I want to stop right there. This is... always a bad situation.
Yeah, when you say, and then I walk in the door with a surprise, because you now immediately imagine you're opening the door and you're going to see his butt up in the air naked. That's exactly what I imagine, personally.
Okay. Now,
not just because he's doing nude push-ups either. I mean, he is, just there's someone below him.
See, I don't think I would ever want to surprise Susan, number one, because she probably wouldn't like it. She'd be like, why didn't you call, you idiot?
And I like the idea of surprising people sometimes, not to try to catch them.
See,
just
I know Susan, I would never catch her doing anything,
no.
I don't think.
Well.
But so you decided to surprise him thinking, oh, he'll be happy I'm home a day early. When you came in the door, what do you see, Maddie?
Nothing like that.
Okay, all right.
No, there was not any bare butts. It was just... like, the look on his face was just absolutely horrified,
truly surprised. And,
okay, yeah, so not just surprised like, oh, I'm happy to see you, but more like an, oh, crap, kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
What was he doing when you walked in? I want to ask him, trying to visualize, what was he doing when you walked in?
He was just sitting on the couch watching TV. So
okay.
As far as I know,
there's absolutely no reason for him to be hand in the cookie jar.
Right.
That's
gotcha.
What it was. Like, okay. Not surprised in a good way. I, like, played it off.
Okay.
I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go hop in the shower real quick. So I start to walk past him, and he, like, jumps up and gets in between me and the bedroom. Like, he tries to stop me from going to the bedroom.
Right.
Okay.
So at that point, I'm pretty bothered, because this is weird. This is really weird. He shouldn't be acting like this.
Right.
So I brought my carry-on, and I push past him, and I go into the bedroom, and laid out around the bed, there is a... There is... There's lube. There's some porn. Like, it was like he was preparing for some kind of...
Oh, yeah. God, my stomach just kind of dropped. I thought you were going to say there was a woman on the bed.
With her butt up in the air.
But that wouldn't make any sense, because why would he be out on the couch? I mean, I guess he could be. But you came in and there's all kinds of toys and stuff on the bed? Or was it on the nightstand or on the floor? Or where was the stuff?
It was like on the bed, like fanned out.
Okay, like it was like a presentation almost.
Okay. Yeah, like he was setting up a gift or something. I don't...
Okay, so what does he say? Because if that happened to most people, the wife would immediately think, well, is this for me? I mean, you're not the wife, but what did he try to tell you? This is for you or what?
Yes, he did try to tell me it was for me. But here's the thing. We don't do that. Like, I'm not a prude. I'm not adventurous, but we don't do toys. We don't do any, like, weird kink or anything.
Okay.
And yeah, it was...
Well, I'm totally bummed for you guys, but okay. But go ahead. But
there's no way you would have, because you don't use toys, there's no way on your first time doing it you would be using, I'm assuming.
Yes. Well, I would think we would have some kind of discussion, you know, that, hey, let's try this, let's experiment, let's have fun.
Well, here's another hole in a story, not to interrupt, but here's a hole in a story. If you weren't supposed to get home until the next day, what was he going to do? Sleep next to all the toys and next to the porn?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like somebody, obviously, sounds like somebody was going to come over that night, or... any minute, and he was just waiting for them, and he probably thought it was them coming through the door when you came through the door.
Yeah, and then to make matters worse, I caught him in the kitchen sneaking a phone call a few minutes later.
Oh, you know why?
To cancel the person from coming over. But I'm sure that wasn't who he was talking to when you asked him.
Who did he say he was talking to?
Oh, he's just, no, it was my friend Mark. I was just, you know, he was going to come over and watch the game. Like,
what if? Here's what it was. Mark was who he was waiting for.
Dave!
You never know.
You really don't.
You never know. Okay, so when did this happen anyway? How long ago was this?
This was just this last weekend.
Okay, well, this past weekend. All right. So he claims, and he is deny about being guilty of anything. So you are, what percentage of you believes him and what percentage of you doesn't believe him?
I 90% don't believe him at this point.
But there's the 10%. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I can see why.
I'm praying there's, like, maybe on some off chance, you know.
But that's really weird. I mean, you know your sex life, and he knows what you like and what you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't just, you know, if somebody doesn't like spicy food, you don't all of a sudden bring home ghost peppers.
You
know what
Dave,
I mean?
That's a very good point.
You might say, hey, you know what? We're going to try some, we're going to go to Taco Bell. We're going to get the hot sauce.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to call Andy, and we'll have Fallon pretend that she is from his cable company and ask about the customer service, et cetera, and then here, we're going to do the new ploy that we came up with last year. When if he says that he wants to send the roses to anybody but you, we're going to have Fallon say, great, we'll redirect you to our delivery department. That's when you take over and you say, hi, may I help you? And then you talk to him, and we'll see if he even notices that he's talking to his own girlfriend about sending roses to another woman.
Well, it might not be another woman. It might be you.
It might be you. So stay right there. We're going to call him right now. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Andy, thank you so much for taking the time. We do appreciate you giving us a little feedback so we can improve our services for you. Now, as promised, you do get a dozen long-stem romantic roses. What we do is we transfer you to the department that arranges that for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Hold on 1 second.
Hi, this is Katie. I understand you just took our customer satisfaction survey, and you have won a dozen long-stem roses. I'm going to go ahead and get that set up for you, okay?
Great, thank you.
All right, so first,
Who is the recipient of the roses today? Who would you like to send those to?
You just need a name.
Yes, please.
Go ahead and put Laura with a U.
Certainly. And what would you like the card to say?
Just something short. Just say, miss you.
Hey, kind of a strange question for you, Andy. This is somebody that you haven't heard talk yet, but I was just curious. That voice you're hearing on the phone, does that sound the least bit familiar to you?
Who's this?
Interesting question. Yeah. Well, this is Dave Ryan on the radio over at KDWB, and we were all listening to you order flowers for Laura from your girlfriend, Maddie. Do you realize that that girl that you were talking to just now is your girlfriend, Maddie?
I mean, I guess she sounded a little familiar, but...
So, why are you sending flowers to Laura?
She just moved back into town. This is just something I was trying to do to be nice.
You are so full of it. It makes sense. It totally makes sense. Of course it was Laura.
Who's Laura?
Yeah, who is Laura, by the way, Maddie?
Laura is his ex-girlfriend. Laura moved away a couple of years ago, and now she has moved back to town. And she was always a lot more adventurous in the bedroom. You know, he did mention that occasionally.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it all makes sense. It totally makes sense.
Andy, what do you think? I mean, does she have a point there? What is your defense on this, Andy?
I mean, I can't help that I was with a girl that was more sexually adventurous. I'm assuming she told you about the sex toys. So I'm just trying to bring that into our relationship. You got to start somewhere. This doesn't mean anything.
But why did you send flowers to Laura? I mean, honestly, that's your ex-girlfriend. That doesn't look good.
So let me ask you a question. So when Maddie came home the other day and she blew past you on the couch and you jumped up to try to keep her from going in the bedroom, mm-hmm. you're claiming that you didn't want her to find her own surprise.
Well, I needed to, like, control this situation a little bit.
Dude, you are the worst liar. We have a lot of liars on War of the Roses.
No,
but
I know.
You were...
It's like she walks in and sees all that without me there. She's going to freak out. I just wanted to, like, ease her into it.
Laura, what do you think?
You weren't there. You liar. You're a terrible liar.
They're not even good lies. No, they're not even good lies. I think that on the I've been busted level on War of the Roses.
It might be one of the worst.
It could be one of the worst, yeah. So what do you think now, Maddie? I mean, what do you make of the whole thing?
What really drives me nuts is that he had a couple of days to come up with at least a good lie. Because he couldn't have thought that I was just going to let it go.
Right.
I mean, he could have at least done me the courtesy of coming up with some kind of elaborate story or something.
I could see
but
that.
No, he's so complacent that he thinks that, oh, yeah, it's just for you, babe. I was going to talk you through it.
Andy, put you on the spot.
Oh, my God.
Is that your final story, and are you sticking to it?
You guys are a bunch of f***ing ass.
Well, is he right? He is, yes. War of the Roses marathon continues in about another 10 minutes on KDWB, and that'll be the clown fetish War of the Roses. Thanks for the suggestion from Candy, who listened to the show and texted in at KDWB1. It is Thursday, supposed to be gorgeous today, according to Weather Girl Jenny.
It's going to be real hot and toasty and humid again tomorrow, though, like what is Tuesday it? Was.
Today, I'm playing golf with my buddy Nate,
oh,
so it's
nice.
going to be a good day to get outside. We'll be back with Dave's Dirt. What celebrity says once they got famous, it led them to hook up with 200 people that they wouldn't have got to hook up with had they not been famous? And it's a woman, which might surprise you. We'll tell you who it is coming up next on Dave's Dirt.
The only thing she's checked off her summer bucket list, sneaking Stoli's into a country music festival. Jenny on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. 101.3 KDWB.
Let's do Dave's Dirt. We had a lot to talk about. Let's go on KDWB. Here we go.
So you won't feel lost when your hip friends are talking about pop culture. Here's Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
All right, let's get started. So what actor, once they got famous, got a chance to sleep with 200 people that they claimed they wouldn't have got to sleep with had they not? Guess what? It's Stifler's mom. Stifler's mom was the actor's name. The actress's name is, hold on, I'll find it for you. And it doesn't really matter. You know who I'm talking about. Her name is Jennifer Coolidge. She is in The White Lotus on HBO, but she says she got a whole lot of action after she played Stifler's mom in American Pie. She is now 60 years old. Still gorgeous, but she admits that she had not landed the role of a MILF in American Pie franchise, she would have slept with 200 less people a few decades ago. She said, I got a lot of play from being a MILF. And in case that wasn't clear enough, she said, I got a lot of sexual action from American Pie in 1999.
I believe that. So, you know, Dave, you've heard of the artist Young Gravy.
He's like local. Yeah.
And E. White just interviewed him over like last week or something. And he had asked, because there's this trend on TikTok where Young Gravy had people like nominating their moms to go on a date with him.
Okay.
And he's very into moms. And so E. White asked him in his interview last week here what moms he likes the most, like any celebrity moms he likes the most. And Stifler's mom was like his number one answer.
Classic. Even though Young Gravy was probably maybe 2 years old when American Pie came out.
Yeah,
isn't Young Gravy like 6'6" or something
he's
like that?
Very tall. Very tall. He's got more of like an 80s disco vibe to him with his style. He's got like this flowy big hair.
I saw the pictures. Yeah. And he's like from Bloomington or something, isn't he? Maybe not Bloomington.
He's originally from Rochester.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Britney Spears has basically a beef with the Catholic Church. Here's the story. She says that she was on Instagram yesterday. She had a photo of the interior of a Catholic church in Santa Monica. And then she said, this is where I originally wanted to get married during COVID. I wanted to go every Sunday. Then 2 years later, when I wanted to get married there, they said I had to be Catholic and go through a test. Isn't the church supposed to be open to all? However, the church says this is not accurate. They said they have no records of her ever paying a visit to this church or requesting to hold her wedding there. Mm. But it is a general rule that to get married in a Catholic church, at least one of the future spouses has to be Catholic. Not both, but I think at least one for
sure. Yeah, I
believe
so.
Remember yesterday or a couple of days ago when Beyonce removed an offensive word or said she's going to remove an offensive word from one of her songs.
Mm-hmm.
Monica Lewinsky is now, you know who Monica Lewinsky is? She was big like in the mid 90s.
Because of Bill Clinton.
She had hooked up in the Oval Office with Bill Clinton. And then there was the infamous dress that she had that had some DNA on it that proved to be from Bill Clinton, blah, blah, blah. So now that she's heard that Beyonce is going to remove that, she's like, okay, let's go back to a song from a year, 10 years ago. She says, while we're at it, Partition. Beyonce sang this line, he Monica Lewinsky'd all on my gown, which was a reference to Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton. And somebody in the comments said that, have you contacted Beyonce directly? And she said, no, I haven't. I did mention it in the first Vanity Fair article that I wrote in 2014, which was the first public thing I'd done in 10 years. But you make an interesting, fair point. I don't know that Beyonce would go back and remove it, because what good is it going to do? It's 10 years down the road.
I don't know. I want to choose my words correctly, but I feel like her comparing that to the word that she used in her other song is not necessarily an even comparison, because that's kind of like an act, whereas the other song's an offensive word talking about a group of people.
Good point. Selena Gomez letting it all hang out. The Only Murders in the Building actress has been posting vacation clips on TikTok, and she is not holding back.
Good for her.
If you can believe it, she's 30 years old now. She posed on a boat in a one-piece swimsuit, and she said, I am not sucking this crap in. Real stomachs is coming the F back. While she ran her hand over her midsection. I haven't watched the video, but basically she's like, I'm not sucking my stomach in. You're going to see the real me. And, you know, that's the funny thing is, when you're 21 and you're thin, maybe it'll last for a while.
Yeah.
But by the time you hit, like a little bit later, things start to slow down.
Uh-huh.
I think I was 140 pounds until I was about 25 years old. Within a couple of years, I was 175. So I packed on 35 pounds in like 5 years.
Yeah.
But I was way too skinny at 140 pounds. It does happen. Things are going to get weird with Taylor Swift. She is working on new music, experimental stuff with new songs. They are not going to release Batgirl. Did you hear about this
one?
No. They have been testing the movie Batgirl for test audiences because they always see whether people like the ending or if it's too long or they're satisfied with the story. Test audiences hated Batgirl.
Oh.
So the movie company said, we're not going to release it because if we released it, we'd have to spend millions more promoting it.
Yeah.
We're never going to make our money back. They spent $90 million making Batgirl.
Gosh.
And they are not going
to
release it.
They're not going to, like, try to redo the ending. They're just going to, like, throw it away.
Apparently, they're just going to shelve it, and it's never going to be released. And that's a real rarity in Hollywood. So, hey, a show I'm watching on Netflix, I just randomly found it last night. It's called Pieces of Her. Have you heard of this one, Jenny?
So Fallon recommended it like a handful of months ago, but she recommended it after she was only a couple episodes in.
Okay.
How far are you?
One episode in.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you what she told me about it?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. So I watched the first like 20 minutes of the episode and it just like, I didn't like it. It wasn't my vibe. So I stopped and I was like, you didn't tell me how messed up this show can be.
Yeah.
And then she goes, oh, I'm sorry. I should have updated you after like episode 3. The show was garbage.
Oh, no.
Really?
Maybe
I'll have a different opinion, but I might. I stopped after like the first 10, 15 minutes.
The one I binged on last weekend in Colorado, again, just found it because it'll show like trending on Netflix, right? When you turn on the Netflix main screen, it'll be like, you know, suspense, horror, documentaries, whatever. Keep watching for Dave. And then it had trending. So this was like one of the trending shows. So I watched one called Keep Breathing. And I really liked it. Each episode was a half an hour or so. Rick's and it's only six. Head. It was only six episodes. You watched this one, Trey?
I'm watching it right now, actually. I'm on episode 5, I think.
You like it? You're almost done then.
Yeah, it's really good. I really like it.
It's weird, though, because it's got basically two storylines that happen with the same woman. Because she's in situation A, but she keeps flashing back to situation B. And it doesn't confuse you, but situation B kind of explains why she's in situation A.
Yeah, I was kind of annoyed that they were doing that at first. Like, the first, like, episode or two, I didn't really like that because, I don't know, it just kind of seemed like it was taking away from what was happening with, like, the main storyline of it, with the plane and all that. But as I was watching it, it made more and more sense kind of tying it together. So, yeah,
so it's basically good. Is this young woman who's a successful attorney, but she's got some demons. Mm. So she's flying to the middle of nowhere in Canada. And the plane she's on is like a little single-engine plane. It crashes, and then she's got to go on from there. Middle of nowhere, can't get cell service. That would suck.
It's one of my worst fears.
Is there any good audio today? I was looking at the dirt audio, and it's like, ugh. What did you find that you liked? Anything?
Real slow dirt today. No cell phones allowed in the new restaurant's kind of cool.
All right, let's check this one out. No cell phones allowed in this new restaurant in Texas.
We wanted to make something that was special. If you can't possibly deal without your phone for 2 hours, this is not the place for you. I mean, people go to movies, they don't get on their phone. So then you're like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and enjoy myself. And that's what happens. It's been really refreshing.
Sounds like they might be a little self-conscious of how their food looks, and they don't want people taking pictures.
Is that what you get out of this?
The phone eats first, Dave.
Is this a thing? Did you make this up? You read
Tina
this somewhere.
Says to me all the time. We'll be out for coffee. We'll be out for drinks. Phone eats first.
It's valid. Phone
you take
eat first.
A picture of what you get, and then you get to indulge. Mm-hmm.
No, that's 100% how you live your life.
So the trend of still taking pictures of your food and posting it is still there. I thought that had died off because I was
like
guilty of it.
Individual posts, but like on your Instagram story. So then you can tag the location. You can let everyone know what cool place you're at.
Oh, my God. I will say sushi photographs really well because sushi is an art.
Oh, I love sushi.
Sushi looks beautiful in post if you get the good picture.
Just like one roll, though. You have to have like a few lines of rolls, like three different rolls. If you get one, it's kind of like, meh. But if you have like a different colors and then all lined up.
And they do. And they're artists. They really are. I mean, the way they put on everything from the sauce to the little ball of wasabi and the ginger, it's beautiful.
I want sushi now.
I know. All right. We'll be back with more of the War of the Roses marathon continuing on KDWB. It is the clown fetish suggested candy. We got it coming up for you. And one of them, I don't remember which, either he or she has a fetish for clowns. And then things get weird and ugly, as if that's not weird enough already. And it's coming up next on the War of the Roses marathon.